From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. German President meets Yogyakarta's Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X. Indonesian and Indian foreign ministers discuss cooperation. Now the news in detail. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier visited the Governor of Yogyakarta Special Province and King of Yogyakarta Sultanate, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, on Friday to discuss environmental planning. The Sultan's first daughter, Mangkubumi, expressed the hope that following the visit, there will be a collaboration between Yogyakarta and Germany to deal with the environmental issues faced by the province. Both Germany and Yogyakarta share the same concern about conserving cultural heritage, particularly architecture. Steinmeier met Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono as part of his state visit to Indonesia to mark 70 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Germany. The Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture is prioritizing the foot and mouth disease vaccination program for farm animals that are still healthy and have high economic value. Director of Animal Health at the Ministry, Ira Virgorita, said, according to a statement released on Saturday, a mechanism will be implemented for the vaccination. Healthy animals located within a radius of 2 kilometers from infected animals in foot-mouth disease-affected areas will be inoculated. Meanwhile, animals that have recovered from the disease would not be vaccinated because they already would have naturally formed immunity against the virus. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi discussed various areas of bilateral cooperation with her Indian counterpart Jaishankar during a meeting in New Delhi on Friday. Retno Marsudi noted during a video briefing on the meeting of the India Joint Commission in New Delhi on Friday that bilateral trade between the two countries had reached $21 billion in 2021, up 33% as compared to the previous year. Both foreign ministers also discussed ways to enhance cooperation in the fields of energy, food security, and health. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. With a fresh blessing for its European Union ambition and a promise of continued strong support from Britain, Ukraine kept fighting on Saturday, June the 18th, with Kyiv troops holding out against Russian assault on a pivotal eastern city and communities pounded by more heavy shelling. At a summit next week, European Union leaders are expected to grant Ukraine candidate status following Friday's recommendation from the bloc's executive, putting Kyiv on course to realize an aspiration seen as out of reach before the invasion. Even actual membership could take years. An attack claimed by Islamic State on a Sikh temple in the Afghan capital Kabul on Saturday, June the 18th, killed at least 2 people and injured 7. It was another deadly incident in a spate of violence targeting minorities and places of worship. On an affiliated Telegram channel, the local branch of Islamic State said the attack was in response to insults leveled at the Prophet Muhammad an apparent reference to remarks by an Indian government spokeswoman that have been condemned by many Muslim-majority countries. The World Health Organization says it has removed the distinction between endemic and non-endemic countries in its data on monkeypox to better unify the response to the virus. Until the past few months, monkeypox had generally been confined to Western and Central Africa, but is now present on several continents. The Geneva-based United Nations Health Agency is due on June the 23rd to hold an emergency meeting to determine whether to classify the global monkeypox outbreak as a public health emergency of international concern. Last item, officials said on Saturday, June the 18th, monsoon, a dead storm in Bangladesh and India have killed at least 59 people and unleashed devastating floods that left millions of others stranded. Floods are a regular menace to millions of people in low-lying Bangladesh, but experts say climate change is increasing their frequency, ferocity, and unpredictability. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on President Joko Widodo receives state visit of German President. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed the state visit of the President of the Federal Republic of Germany, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java on Thursday, June the 16th. This visit coincided with the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Germany, which had been officially established since 1952. President Frank-Walter Steinmeier made a state visit to Indonesia for 3 days, from June the 15th to 17th. During their meeting at the Bogor Presidential Palace, President Joko Widodo said that this year's 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries is a momentum to strengthen cooperative relations. According to him, the two countries agreed to increase cooperation in a number of fields, one of which is the field of industry 4.0, in particular accelerating the development of human resources and increasing investment in the high-tech industry, including the electric vehicle sector. Furthermore, Indonesia and Germany also agreed to increase cooperation in the field of climate change. President Joko Widodo also invited Germany to be Indonesia's partner in processing the potentials of new renewable energy sources in Indonesia. I invite the contribution of Germany and the G7 countries in sharing knowledge and technology as well as access to finance. I invite Germany to support the establishment of energy transition financing and the carbon market in Indonesia, as well as research collaboration in the field of hydrogen energy and electric cars. Regarding regional and global issues, both leaders discussed the situation in Ukraine and Indo-Pacific cooperation. President Joko Widodo reiterated Indonesia's consistency regarding the importance of respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, as well as compliance with international principles and laws. He also encouraged the strengthening of cooperation to overcome the impact of the Ukraine war, especially on food and energy. While related to cooperation in the Indo-Pacific region, President Joko Widodo once again emphasized the importance of inclusive regional architecture that puts forward the spirit of collaboration, not containment, in the Indo-Pacific, in the spirit of multilateralism and peace cooperation. Well, that was Spotlight of this week. Today in history, I'll begin with June 19, 1961, the independence of Kuwait. Kuwait is an oil-rich monarchy on the coast of the Persian Gulf, Middle East. The country is bordered by Saudi Arabia to the south and Iraq to the north. Kuwait had fallen into the hands of Ottoman Empire in the 19th century. However, internal conflicts within the Ottoman Empire caused the British to begin to strengthen their influence in Kuwait. In 1897, Kuwait officially became a British protectorate. The discovery of petroleum in 1930 caused drastic changes in Kuwait. The level of welfare of the people also increased due to the discovery of oil. Britain finally relinquished the territory of Kuwait on June 19, 1961. However, Britain still placed its military in Kuwait to help secure the country. Turning to June 19, 1978, Garfield Comics is launched. Garfield is a comic strip by American cartoonist Jim Davis. Garfield is the main character, who is John Arbuckle's pet cat. Another character is Odie, a dog who is less intelligent. In 2006, the comic strip was licensed to approximately 2,570 newspapers and magazines and holds the Guinness World Records for being the most widely licensed comic strip in the world. Garfield Comics was first published on June 19, 1978, which was also designated as Garfield's birthday. I'll end today in history with June 19, 2007 truck bombing attack in Baghdad. At least 78 people were killed when a suspected Al-Qaeda bomber rammed his truck into a Shia mosque in Baghdad on June 19, 2007. The attack came just hours after 10,000 U.S. troops began an offensive against the Sunni Muslim group in the north of Iraqi capital. A witness said the assailant rammed his truck into the Kilani Mosque in Baghdad, destroying a wall and damaging the interior of the building. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From Indonesia to
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Paul Jamet in France. In his email, he said he was listening to a French program on our broadcast through 3325 kHz. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your attention on our broadcast. My colleague in the French section will reply to your email. Please be patient and wait for the reply. As appreciation, I will present a beautiful song for you. Happy listening.
Katakan semua apa yang kau mau. Yang ku mau hanya cinta tulus, bukan sandiwara ataupun pura-pura. Yang ku mau cinta yang sejati, asli dari hati, tanpa ada dusta dalam jiwa. Ada apakah cinta kau selalu membohongi aku? Jujurlah kau cinta, katakan semua apa yang kau mau. Yang ku mau hanya cinta tulus, bukan sandiwara ataupun pura-pura. Yang ku
still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition, we give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The title of today's My Indonesia is The Indonesian Sports World is Ready to Make Changes. Chairman of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, said it was time for Indonesian sport organizations to be more active on the continental and international levels. For this reason, he hopes that all stakeholders need to make changes to six main aspects, namely athletes, coaches, referees, tournaments, competition arenas, and organization. In an audience with the Indonesian Olympian Association at the committee office in Senayan, Jakarta, Thursday, Raja Sabta Oktohari said the organizational aspect is a major concern because the problems that occurs in the organization can have an impact on athletes. The role of the organization is very important since the parent of the sport regulates the management of athletes to bring them to the world stage. During the meeting, they seriously discussed the future of Indonesian sports. Both sides agreed that a change in the mindset of sport towards the world stage was needed. Raja Sabta Oktohari emphasized that the Indonesian sports world should not be a follower but must be a regulator. He said the Indonesian Olympian Association is part of the Indonesian National Olympic Committee. So the committee cannot be separated from the association because indeed the committee's mission in every Olympics is to add Indonesian athletes to the Olympics. That means the Indonesian Olympic Committee also gives new members to the Indonesian Olympian Association at every Olympics. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Olympic Association Chair Yayu Basuki said the aspiration to be conveyed were in line with the mission of the National Olympic Committee Indonesia. She hopes to be able to synergize with the National Olympic Committee to create a better future for Indonesian sports. The Indonesian Olympian Association also expressed its hope that National Federation could also have a calendar of events that is in line with the international agenda. In addition, it is also necessary to provide special training camp facilities for national athletes as well as appreciation rules so that athletes can focus on pursuing the Olympic stage rather than nationally. The Indonesian Olympian Association is an association consisting of 335 athletes who have participated in the Olympics or commonly known as Olympians. Well, that was my Indonesia today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now I will reply to an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He sent a reception report on our broadcast. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending the reception report on our broadcast. As appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song for you. So, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan, let's enjoy the song.
Tentang dirimu di hatiku, terngiang semua kata-kata manis. Terasa belai lembutmu di jiwaku, walau kau bukan milikku lagi. Ku ingin kau kembali untuk mengisi hari-hariku lagi. Ku yakin kan bahagiakanmu hingga akhir nafas hidupku. Kembalilah kasih, kembalilah kepadaku. Janganlah kau pergi. Tahu memang salahku, namun takkan pernah terulang, tak akan terjadi. Oh, aku coba untuk mencari cinta yang lain. Bisa ku lupakan semua. Ku ingin kau kembali. hari-hariku lagi. Kembalilah kasih, kembalilah kepadaku. Janganlah kau pergi. Ku tahu memang salahku, namun takkan pernah terulang, takkan terjadi. Takkan pernah terganti.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, I'm gonna present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
South Sulawesi is indeed famous as one of the areas in Indonesia that has a myriad of natural charms that spoil the eye. One of them is Balochikars Rock Park, which is located in Baleanging, Balochi, Pangkep Regency, South Sulawesi. Visiting Balochikars Rock Park, at a glance, you will only see a row of black rocks that seem to gather in one location. But if you take a closer look, you will realize that these jet black stones are rich in artistic elements in them. Its very large size and widespread at several points manage to give its own impression and will not be found anywhere else. Here, visitors will not only see black rocks, but you will also be greeted with a stretch of enchanting rice fields. The charm of this tourist area is getting stronger when you cross a small bridge, because from there, you can clearly see the beauty of this Balochikars Rock Park. Various sizes of black stones, ranging from small to super large, seem to decorate these hills beautifully. The tourist area of Balochikars Rock Park is not difficult to reach. If departing from outside South Sulawesi, you only need 1 hour drive from Sultan Hasanuddin Airport in Makassar, the capital of South Sulawesi province. Meanwhile, from the Makassar-Maros border, it only takes about 45 minutes. In addition to using a private vehicle, you can also take a city transportation or small bus called PT-PT. In addition to enjoying the breeze and surrounding scenery, the Balochikars Stone Park also offers many beautiful photo spots, so many visitors are interested in capturing it. Climbing rocks and enjoying the beauty from a different angle can be an activity that tests your adrenaline. Therefore, don't be surprised if some visitors are vying to get to the top in order to see other hidden beauties. In Balochi Karst Rock Park, you can also set up a tent for the night, which will ensure you will feel closer to nature. Because the location is far from the center of the crowd, visitors are advised to bring sufficient supplies. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listener, whatever you are, VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready, who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022. And here is the last song for all of you. Enjoy the song.
Bagaikan monopoli yang punya banyak cara untuk bisa kusinggahi. Kau terus merayuku untuk buka kartu kesempatan, dan kau harap bisa mengajakku keliling dunia. Namun pemain dadu bukan hanyalah aku, kau biarkan mereka leluasa untuk singgahimu. Tanpa sadar ku dapatkan 3 angka dadu sama. Begitu teganya kau biarkan aku terpenjara. Tanpa kau
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on UI Nagapasa team wins champions at International Ferry Safety Design Competition. Nine students from the University of Indonesia, or UI, Hydro Modeling Technology and Workshop once again made UI proud in the international arena. The students who came from Naval Engineering Study Program are members of the Nagapasa UI team who won third place in the Ferry Safety Design Competition. Hydro Modeling Technology and Workshop is an executive institution that accommodates, develops, and channels the interests and talents of members of the Faculty of Engineering who are interested in the maritime sector. This is an annual event organized by the Worldwide Ferry Safety Association, the International Ferry Safety Association based in New York, USA. This year, the international competition was held for the ninth time from March the 1st until May the 18th, 2022, and was participated by 12 teams from various universities around the world. The Nagapasa UI team manager explained that the ferry designed by the team had several advantages. The hull of the ship uses a catamaran design which can increase the stability of the ship. Then the propulsion and electricity sources used are more environmentally friendly. Not only that, the passenger safety systems on ships has been standardized by the rules of the International Maritime Organization. The ship has a length of 14 meters and a width of 10 meters and can accommodate 150 passengers. This ferry consists of four main rooms, namely the navigation room, room for passengers, for vehicles, and for engine. The ship's design has also complied with the IACS regulation and rules inland waterway ship from the NVGL. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Cuma kamu yang tahu hatiku. Cuma kamu yang tahu sikapku. Hanya kamu yang mampu membuatku ingin selalu bersamamu hingga akhir waktu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi, VOI listener. In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song by an Indonesian young singer with a characteristic voice, namely Idgitaf. The singer, whose real name is Brigita Meliala, released a new single with the title Satu Satu on June 9, 2022. Idgitaf pours the story of her past in this pop genre song. Although she wrote the lyrics in 2020, she did not do anything with the lyrics until 2022. Finally, the lyrics are finished and can be enjoyed in the song Satu Satu, which means one by one. The song tells the story of a person who tries to accept everything she has faced in the past. The word one by one itself means the steps of someone who reassembles life one by one. Well, listener, here is It Gitaf with the song Satu Satu. Happy listening!
Sudah
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Pasti akan jatuh tembok pertahanan.